Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. We start with the story of Ash, who sets a national electric championship alight. Chudley motorcycle racer Isaac Ash has added to his impressive collection of dirt racing accolades. Ash, aged just 15, was crowned the inaugural champion of the EXGP British Electric X Championship after last weekend's rounds at Greenfield Dirt Track in Lincolnshire. Isaac has stepped up to the open class now, so he's won the premier adult class, said his dad, Rob Ash. In the final round, he dominated and won each of his races bar one, where he had a technical issue, which meant he couldn't complete the race. But because he won every race other than that, he still won the overall title based on the previous rounds. And in golf, despite some rather questionable August weather, golf at Tynmouth continues to thrive. The captain's charity day, where the theme was bold and bright, saw some fantastic colour combinations on the course, some great golf, and funds in excess of £6,500 were raised for the captain's combined charities, Macmillan Cancer Support and Tynmouth Community Larder, with over 160 golfers taking part on the day. Well done to all concerned. That's a fantastic amount to be raised. And we move on to the football for this week. Late drama sinks Spurs 3-2. Bentley Alcantara's strike at the death completed a thrilling comeback as Elberton Villa beat Newton Abbott Spurs 3-2 in the FA VAR's first qualifying round last Saturday. Buckland Athletic had to fight a well-earned 1-1 draw with Clevedon Town at Homer's Heath. But we're reaching the end of the cricket season now, with the promotions and relegations being decided, and Bobby Tracy have been relegated after a horror season. Bobby Tracy's outgoing captain, Lewis Hammett, insisted the mood in the dressing room remains positive despite relegation from the Premier Division. Bobby went into Saturday's home game against Cornwall well aware nothing less than a win would keep them up. A 48-run defeat consigned them to the dreaded drop. Cornwall made 180 all out. Bubby slumped to 18 for 3 under pressure from Lee Baker, who took 3 for 34. And Bubby could do no better than 132 all out. But going up, South Devon are heading back to the C Division West after a year's absence, after securing the runners-up spot in the D Division West with a 32-run win over Chelston and King's Kurzweil. They made a final total of 206 for 8, and Chelston and King's Kurzweil lost their final 4 wickets in just 13 deliveries as they tailed off to 174 all out. Tynmouth and Shoreditch are as good as promoted to C Division East champions after a 7-wicket win over North Devon second 11 in the Sand Hills at Instow. North Devon were rolled over for a modest 126. Knocking off the runs was a cakewalk for Tynmouth and Shoreditch, who were all finished and done early in the 16th over. Ashburton came out on top by 66 runs in the basement battle with Babbicombe on the Varwell Field. Both sides needed a win to help stave off relegation, and the result keeps Ashburton up for another season. But it's game over for Babbicombe, who are returning to the D Division West just 12 months after winning promotion alongside Ken. Abbots Kurzweil can look forward to more A Division cricket next season thanks to a 1-wicket win at Thorverton. Chudley's B Division promotion hopes are over for another season after a 24-run defeat away to champions-elect Bridestow in a desperately low-scoring encounter. Bridestow made a woeful total of 87 all-out, and there were 23 extras which proved very valuable in the final adding out. Chudley were all out for 63 in reply, with a scorebook that resembled a piece of binary coding, as it was largely noughts and ones. And finally, Ipswich go into the last game of the season with their B division status under threat after going down by just one wicket in a nail-gnawing tussle with promotion chasing Plimstock. Ipswich got to a final total of 143-9. Plimstock were glad of an anchor man innings from Tom O'Connor, whose 46 took them from none for none to 106-5. There was still work to do, and without 47 extras, 34 of them wides, it's questionable whether Plimstock would have made it. The last pair wiped off the final 7 runs required with 5 balls to go. So it's been quite an exciting end to the cricket season, but we've still got a few matches left to be played. But that, for this week, is all we have for you for sports news.